Ngopi-ngopi dulu yuk. Ngobrolin profesi.
Keseruan Nyali Batak online sepanjang September together with Del FM masih di Danau Toba Show, teman Del barengan Jojo sampai jam 8 malam nanti. Udah jam 6, waktunya ngopi yuk, ngobrolin profesi yuk. Kita bakal ngobrol tentang profesi seorang direktur, teman Del. Kalau bahasa Inggrisnya sih director ya. Sosok dibulein, kenapa? Karena yang bakal kita ajak ngobrol ini adalah seorang kalau bisa dibilang ekspatriat dari UK nih, teman Del. Jadi namanya ini adalah Mr. Martin Peter ya. Jadi Mr. Martin Peter ini adalah seorang direktur perusahaan yang bergerak di bidang teknologi ya di daerah Tangerang. Jadi pengen tahu keseruannya, langsung aja kita ngobrol sama Mr. Martin yang udah kesambung di line telepon. Okay, hello, good evening, Sir Martin Peter.
Hello, boss. How are you? Nice to finally talk to you, Joe.
Okay, nice talk to you, sir. How are you doing right now?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Doing well, yeah.
It's a nice day outside and quite quiet because obviously we've just had a PSBB again, so which is not great, but it's the roads are quiet, but it's a nice day here.
Okay, jadi ini teman Del, Mr. Martin ini tinggalnya sekarang lagi di Indonesia. Dan Mr. Martin ini adalah seorang direktur, dan kita bakal ngobrol soal pekerjaannya sebagai direktur.
Okay.
Please tell us some experience before you were as a director now.
Right, okay. I have worked in Asia for 20 years. Previously, I worked in finance and private banking sector. I spent 12 years in Tokyo and 4 years in Hong Kong, working in various positions at a few different companies. My last position was in Hong Kong 5 years ago, working for a family-backed investment company as an executive director, selecting new hedge funds for the family to invest in. Previously, I worked in sales, where I was selling stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds, hedge funds to corporations and ultra high net worth individuals. I'm originally from the UK. In 2016, I set up my own small investment company, High Tor Partners, in Singapore, and started to invest in startup companies myself in Indonesia.
Wow, so many countries, Hong Kong, Singapore.
Six countries I've lived in, including England, actually lived in.
What is the difference between Hong Kong, Singapore, and Indonesia for you, especially?
Well, the first place I lived at was Tokyo, and that was Japan, and that was lovely. I lived there for 12 years. It was really nice, and the job was good, and it was different. The traffic's not so bad. People don't drive. People use a train. It's very organized. And then you go to Hong Kong, and it's different.
And the Japanese is on time, right?
On time, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
yeah.
Absolutely.
No, because you see here, the traffic is bad. It's very easy to get stuck in a jam and be late for the meeting. And
okay.
If one of your meetings is late here, your whole day is late. But yeah, in Japan, it's very different. I mean, even if the train is 3 minutes late, you get this. They give you the ticket at the station to explain. Sorry, the train is 3 minutes late because something happened.
I know.
So everything is amazingly works on time. It's just different. And then Hong Kong is much more rough and raw, but very very good atmosphere there. Lots of different cultures there. And then Singapore again, it's like a small version of Tokyo in one respect. Everything's organized. Everything works. And then, come to KL and then Indonesia, very different. I mean, but there is where the opportunity lies.
Okay.
I mean, a huge difference. There's a huge number of people in Indonesia, the huge number of different cultures.
Okay.
Trying to solve problems here is obviously very, very crucial. Infrastructure and everything. So here there's a lot, I believe there's a lot more opportunity because, everything's not, all the problems have not been solved yet, maybe.
Okay. Next, for the next question, sir, can you tell us the process to get a director position in one company, sir?
In my previous companies, it was due to performance. Mm-hmm. I always worked extremely hard to achieve my goals and mm-hmm. never let age get in my way. Mm-hmm. I was actually a director before I was 30 years old. I think maybe I was 28 when I was first a director. Mm-hmm. And this is actually the way we want to run this company now, or I want to run this company now. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you are good enough, you're old enough. And that's the same way. We don't have any limits on age either. So we have a real blend of different employee age. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't look at your age, I look at your ability. This is something I learned from the finance industry, that mm-hmm. when young age does not hold people back from senior positions. Mm-hmm. And this is not necessarily like because they have good... I mean, I don't have any family to help me or anything when I was in Japan. That might happen in other countries. Mm-hmm. Basically, this was finance is quite a meritocracy.
Okay.
You know, if you're young enough mm-hmm. and you're good enough, mm-hmm. you're old enough, basically. In the current company, Bumivata Technology, I'm the founder, and I'm one of the investors, so that's how I got the position. But previous, it was just, you know, working hard. Mm-hmm. You know, I always tell the guys I'm working here, you know, mm-hmm. you can fulfill your dreams here. Mm-hmm. You just got to make sure you work out. You know, don't be sat there in 5 years thinking, "Oh, I wish this, I wish that." Mm-hmm. I have many friends who I see now, mm-hmm. 10, 15 years later, and they all have regrets about maybe they didn't work mm-hmm. as hard as I did mm-hmm. when they had the chance, and they thought the opportunity would be there again later, and, mm-hmm. it, and it often isn't. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think working hard was how you achieve it, really. And I was in a very good area to me, because as I said, finance is probably quite rare that mm-hmm. they will make you a young director if you're doing well.
Okay, sir. In the current company, Bumivata Technology, you can tell us a little bit about your company.
And what about my company, right?
Uh-huh.
So our company is it's a location intelligence
mm-hmm.
Mapping company.
Mm-hmm.
So we. Indonesia has huge amounts of data,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it's not in an organized fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do, we put this big data on maps, like demographic data,
mm-hmm.
Statistical data.
Mm-hmm.
So companies can use that data,
mm-hmm.
and the government can use that data mm-hmm. to make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if somebody wants to open a new mall in Sulawesi,
mm-hmm.
They don't know where to open the mall, where to buy the land.
Mm-hmm.
They can use our software, because we have all the data in our software, mm-hmm. including where their competition is,
mm-hmm.
where the labor force is, everything. And our software also has machine learning to do predictive analytics mm-hmm. to actually make a clear prediction, this is where they should open. We also work with the government to allow them to visualize their data better mm-hmm. on maps, because we believe that it's a lot easier when using a map
mm-hmm.
to analyze data.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually produce our own map for Indonesia. So
okay.
the president has a one map Indonesia policy,
uh-huh.
and they want to make their own map in uh-huh. this presidency.
Mm-hmm.
We are making a map. So we don't use Google Maps. We mm-hmm. don't use foreign entities.
Mm-hmm.
Our dream is to make a product here in Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
a high-tech product. I think when we just got the contract recently for the mm-hmm. Indonesian cybersecurity, it's one of the first times that Indonesian direct high-tech has
okay.
been used by the government.
Wow.
The government
uh-huh.
are very keen to use it, but there isn't the level of that software yet here.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is producing a product to make Indonesia proud.
Okay.
A product that the government can use, the companies can use,
mm-hmm.
and soon the individual will be able to use
mm-hmm.
For finding their routing. Rather than using Google Maps, they can use Lokasi Maps.
Okay, it's good ya. Jadi buat teman Del, jadi ini bisa membantu untuk warga Indonesia juga ya. And I got information, sir, about Bumivata Technology. Is it true some of alumnus from IT Del? Work there.
We have at least 3 IT Dell people.
Uh-huh.
I believe next week we have another one joining
uh-huh.
on the latest batch.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I mean, we obviously have a close relationship with Dell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my partner's family are obviously heavily involved with Dell.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I've been there 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Myself. Mm-hmm. To do some presentations. Mm-hmm. To go to this year obviously it was cancelled, I guess, but mm-hmm. last year I went to the graduation.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it's we do have that relationship. We also are constantly, I think we have a number of interns from Dell.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's something we work with these guys very closely. Yes.
Okay, next question, sir. As we know, director is someone who gives some exercise for workers in the company. Is it true, sir? Or can you share to us main job or job desk for director in the company?
Yeah. It really depends on the type of company. Again,
mm-hmm.
when I was working in finance, my director position was very different.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe I run a small team, mm-hmm. but the people don't need managing so much, as they know their roles and are usually high achievers. Of course, you give guidance to the less experienced or less capable people,
mm-hmm.
but often there is very little need to lead, mm-hmm. except maybe once a week meetings. Mm-hmm. I was still an employee of the company at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
At PVT, mm-hmm. I take a leadership role, and in many ways, I am the face of the company with the media and mm-hmm. the clients.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very capable management team who I trust, and they run the business very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a company owner, you need to hire the right people and trust your management team.
Mm-hmm.
I am involved with the media and the commercial side and financial side of the business, making sure that PVT remains a strong company, whatever the situation. Like with COVID now, for example, mm-hmm. we are still hiring people. I must ensure this does not affect our business too much. So my job is to continue working hard to build the brand. So yeah, it depends on what kind of company,
mm-hmm.
And I've had several different roles, mm-hmm. but this job now is more, you know, like I basically represent the company all over Indonesia and all over Asia.
Okay, jadi teman Del ini kalau director ini jadi kerjaannya sama, intinya sama sih tujuannya, tapi setiap company beda-beda job desk-nya masing-masing seperti itu. Next question, sir. You are already stay in Indonesia for 2 years, right?
Yep, 2 years now.
2 years,
yeah. Yeah, enjoy every minute. It's a huge challenge to me as a company founder,
mm-hmm.
But I've got a great team around me now and partners and mm-hmm. staff, so I do believe BVT can be a huge success story mm-hmm. in Indonesia.
Okay.
I do think Indonesia uh-huh. does have so much potential. When I started looking at investment opportunities here
mm-hmm.
And talking to my now partner,
mm-hmm.
I was living in Singapore still, mm-hmm. and I was looking at what, you know, what opportunities there are.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw so much here, you know, for the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, obviously at the moment we are in a difficult time with COVID-19, but I still think if you look at 5 to 10 years, the opportunity here is probably one of the biggest globally, certainly across Asia.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Jadi si Mr. Martin ini stay-nya di BSD. And you right, stay in BSD, sir?
Do I stay in BSD?
BSD, yeah.
I don't stay in BSD. My company is, our head office
BSD. Oh, your company in BSD, yeah. Okay, living in Jakarta, yeah. Have you eat laksa from Tangerang?
I've already what, sorry?
Laksa from Tangerang.
Laksa?
Yeah, laksa like a noodle, yeah. Noodle soup.
Mm-hmm. I thought laksa was famous in Penang.
Uh-huh.
Penang, Malaysia.
Oh, Penang, Malaysia. Okay, it's different taste between Malaysia and in Tangerang, sir. You have to try
really?
It. Yes. Okay, this is the last question for you, sir. Not question, actually. Please give an advice to Mandel to get their dream job, sir.
I think the best advice is mm-hmm. follow your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Do not listen to people who say you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in you. I'm from a small village in the north of England. Mm-hmm. I went to London, then Tokyo, before mm-hmm. I was 24. Mm-hmm. Many people said I was crazy and I could not achieve what I wanted, but that drove me on more and more. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to prove people wrong. Mm-hmm. At 30, I was a senior director with a good life, so I use the same thoughts now. Mm-hmm. Many people said when I start this business, mm-hmm. starting BVT, in a country you've never really been to or spent time in, many people said that you know it was a bit crazy. Mm-hmm. Many people have questioned our strategy, but this just makes me more determined to turn BVT into a major Indonesian company. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with my staff; they are very driven to achieve this. One of the things when we pick people to join our company, we you know what do you want? If you want a 9-to-5 job. Go work at Tokopedia. If you want to make no real difference, that's mm-hmm. it. I mean, we're trying to do something that can make a change to the whole country. So, mm-hmm. so you know, and their opportunity is to benefit mm-hmm. in that, not just with a salary, but mm-hmm. with the growth of the company as we become a big company. So, yeah, I mean, believe your dreams and visualize mm-hmm. your dreams and achieve your dreams.
Oh, okay.
Because, uh-huh. you know, it's all possible. A lot of it depends on how much you put into it.
Okay, and the point is, wherever you are, wherever you come, follow your dreams and believe in your heart. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we can say that. Yeah.
sir, I will give you a challenge.
A challenge.
Yeah, I give you a challenge. Because there's three or some IT Dell alumnus in your company. I will challenge you how to speak Batakness.
Batakese, mate. I'm just starting learning Bahasa. It's
uh-huh.
hard to learn Bahasa now,
yeah.
but Batakese also.
Yeah. This is a simple language. I will. You can follow me. Unang lupa mamake masker. This one is don't forget to wearing a mask like that.
All right.
Yeah. Can you accept my challenge?
Accept it. But what? Can you say the words again? Sorry.
Unang lupa memakai masker like that.
Oh, this could be hard.
Unang.
Lupa.
Memakai. Masker.
Uma lupa.
Unang.
Memakai masker.
Yeah, unang lupa memakai masker.
Unang lupa memakai masker.
Yes, thank you, Sir Martin. You are Batak.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Martin, for your time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Dan itu dia tadi teman-teman Del, keseruan kita ngobrol bareng sama Mr. Martin ya, dari pengalamannya ya, dari 20 tahun di Asia ya. Terus dia bilang juga katanya, wherever you are, wherever you come ya, mau kamu tuh di mana aja, berasal dari mana, tetap aja ikutin mimpi kamu, tetap percaya sama diri kamu, dan tentunya terus berjuang dalam meraih impian gitu. Jadi buat kamu yang sekarang mungkin, kayak aku gak bisa nih. Jangan menyerah dulu ya. Jangan kalah sebelum berperang, teman Del. Jadi pokoknya tetap semangat buat meraih apa dream job kamu, apa mimpi kamu ya, mau cita-cita, mimpi pekerjaan, kamu percaya aja dalam diri kamu, sesuai yang tadi Mr. Martin bilang. Kita bakal ngobrolin lagi profesi-profesi lainnya nih teman Del, tapi minggu depan ya. Jadi buat kamu, jangan lupa ya, untuk dengerin Ngopi Yuk Ngobrolin Profesi Yuk, cuma di Del FM.
Ngobrolin Profesi di Danau Toba Show bareng Riri Manulang
setiap Jumat jam 6 sore, cuma di
92.4
Del FM.
Connecting you to Toba.